All right, and welcome everybody to the Revenue and Expenditure Subcommittee meeting. This is an open meeting being conducted virtually. If for some reason we do have any technical issues regarding the virtual meeting, we'll switch to a conference call and I'll ask Oksana to take roll.
Good morning, everyone. So we'll start with Judge Kelly.
Here.
Ms. Carter.
Here.
Judge Buckley. Judge Fannin.
Here.
Judge Heinrichs.
Here.
Judge Ryan.
Here.
Ms. Fleming. Mr. Planet. I believe he can make it today. Mr. Taylor.
Here.
Ms. Turner.
Here.
And Mr. Yamasaki.
Yes, good morning, I'm here.
Thank you, everyone. So we have a quorum and we can begin.
Wonderful. If we could just remind everybody to unmute yourselves prior to speaking. Otherwise, if you could keep yourselves on mute, that would be helpful to cut back on the feedback noise. And if we could make sure that members' names are at the bottom of their video picture. Council staff should remember to provide their name prior to speaking. And the first item on the agenda is the minutes. Is there a motion or entertain a motion to approve the minutes?
Yamasaki moves.
Fannin second.
Thank you. Any discussion? Otherwise, all in favor?
Aye.
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 This is Judge Ryan. I'm just going to abstain. I wasn't at the last meeting.
And this is Judge Heinrichs. So I would do the same.
Let me then, so that I'm clear, for the remaining members who have not abstained, is there anybody who opposes the passing of the minutes? All right. And with that, then the minutes, the motion passes. As for public comment, oh, and I see Rebecca Fleming is with us now for the record. Thank you.
Thank you.
Written public comments were not received for the meeting, and that concludes the public comment portion for the meeting. With that, we'll go to the first item on the agenda for the action items, and we'll hear first from Ms. Donna Newman on that item. And that's on page 5 of your materials.
Good morning. Thank you. I'm Donna Newman. I'm supervisor for the budget and budget services, and I will be presenting this first item. This item is requesting an allocation from the Improvement and Modernization Fund, or the IMF, for fiscal year 21-22. The total request is $54.2 million. $5.5 million is for state operations, and $48.7 million is for local assistance. This request this year is $266,000 less than the 2020-21 approved allocations. The detail of the request can be found on attachment 1A or page 9 of your materials. It's a great summary, especially at the bottom of the page where it kind of summarizes everything by program. However, we will go through each of the item requests. The attachment 1C is located on page 12 of your materials, and that is the fund condition statement. In it, you will see that based on current revenue estimates, including changes in revenue due to COVID-19, and including the proposed general fund restoration of $7.84 million, the fund is estimated to adequately sustain the program request for the foreseeable future. So if you'll indulge me, and I will begin on page 5 of the item and go through the program request one by one. So first, Audit Services is requesting $360,000. This is a decrease of $50,000 from their last request. And this is due to lower forecasted operational expenses and offset slightly by adjusted salary values for current staff. The Branch Accounting and Procurement Unit is requesting $157,000. This is an increase of $5,500 from last year. The allocation is for staff that supports the procurement needs of the courts, and the increase is due to salary values for current staff. Budget Management Services is requesting $209,000. This amount contains a one-time request of $200,000 for the JurSource List Update Program, which was required by SB 592. The rest of the allocation is for travel-related expenses for the Workload Assessment Advisory Committee. Budget Services Unit is requesting $359,000, a decrease of approximately $13,000. And this decrease is due to less planned in-person meetings, primarily due to COVID-19. The Center for Families, Children, and the Courts is requesting an allocation of $5,897,000, a decrease of approximately $1 million from the prior year. And this is due to the Shriver Civil Council Program. There were CyPRE funds that were allocated for 1 year, and those revenues were specific for the Shriver Civil Council. And we continue to see that trickle of that revenue come in. So they are asking to spend what is available from that revenue source. Center for Judicial Education Research is requesting $1,066,000. That's a decrease of $136,000 from the prior year. And the decrease is due to less planned in-person trainings due to ongoing impacts of COVID-19. Kind of a theme throughout there, isn't there? Human Resources is requesting $23,000. This is a really small change of $300, and that is just due to rounding. Information Technology is our biggest request. It's $37.682 million, which is a decrease of $5.574 million. And this is primarily, the reduction is due primarily to budget change proposal funding and one-time identified savings. So budget change proposal funding is expiring. And then lastly, we have Legal Services, and they are requesting $8.47 million. This is an increase of about 6.4. The majority of the increase, or 6.1, is due to litigation against a trial court and a related judgment that may result in an expense to the IMF. There was funding for this item in prior years that went unspent. If the pending litigation is settled or resolved in future years, the allocation will be carried over until the case is dismissed. The remainder of the increase is due to a 15% increase in insurance premiums. So these are the program requests. Again, the total request is $54.2 million. Approval of the allocations leaves an estimated fund balance in the IMF of approximately $10.5 million. The recommendation is on page 8, and the recommendation is to approve the 21-22 allocations from the IMF in the amount of $54.223 million. That concludes my presentation. If anyone has any questions, I am happy to answer.
Thank you. Any questions for Ms. Newman? Yeah, I don't hear anybody. I don't see any virtual hands raised. Entertain a motion regarding the recommendation.
This is Fannin. I'll move to approve.
This is Ryan. I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Okay, with that, all in favor of the motion?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, the motion passes. Thank you.
And okay.
I'll hand it off
Thank
to you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So I am going to introduce Ms. Tuck, who will be introducing the 21-22 allocations from the Trial Court Trust Fund as proposed. So I will turn it over and we'll go through that request next.
Good morning, everyone. This is Oksana Tuck, Senior Budget Analyst with Budget Services. We want to bring to your attention that materials were revised this morning with some minor edits to correct the elder abuse increase request that was included in the report but was missed in the fund condition statement and TCDF total request. So the Judicial Council bring before the Revenue and Expenditure Subcommittee and request adoption of the recommended preliminary 2021-22 Child Court Trust Fund allocation totaling $225.1 million. This is an increase of approximately $622,000 from the prior year, which represents just a quarter of 1% increase, driven by the combination of small increases and decreases in funding for various programs. I would like to begin by directing your attention to attachment 8 on page 18, which details TCTF allocations in state operations and local assistance appropriations for various programs. This attachment is broken down into sections to make it easier for you to review. Columns E, F, and J represent approved allocation from the last year. Columns H, I, J display the requested allocations for 2021-22. And columns K and L represent the dollar and or percentage change, respectively, from current year to the budget year. Next, we want to highlight only the major allocation changes by each office. Those include the following. Audit Services requested a reduction of $325,000 from the prior year for the State Controller's Office audit of child courts, which occur every other year. Therefore, no funding is needed in 21-22. Budget accounting, branch accounting and procurement requested increased allocation of $495,000 to fund increased staffing costs for the Phoenix Financial Services and HR services, as well as for the contract cost for the other post-employment benefit valuation. Budget services requested an allocation increase of $318,000 to reimburse the child courts for the authorized elder and dependent adult abuse protective order expenditures. The allocation of $156.7 million for court-appointed dependency counsel under Center for Families, Children, and Courts remains unchanged from prior year. It will be included in a separate request by the program to the Child Court Budget Advisory Committee meeting in May and then in Council meeting in July. The allocation for the Juvenile Dependency Collection Reimbursement Program, under which court collects reimbursement from parents and other responsible persons liable for the cost of dependency-related legal services, is decreased by $122,000. The allocation is based on anticipated court collections. Facility services requested increased allocation of $200,000 for the screening equipment replacement program to fund the cost of X-ray machines and magnetometers identified for the replacement in 21-22. And lastly, information technology requested an increase of $56,000 for civil, small claims, probate, and mental health case management system for three superior courts, Sacramento, San Diego, and Ventura, that have not completed their transition from the CMS, and increased staffing costs for the statewide e-filing implementation program. All other recommendations not mentioned above remain the same from the prior year allocations. The bottom portion of Attachment A also provides two summaries of the total allocations displayed cumulatively by each office and by each TCTF program. Next, attachment B on pages 19 and 20 provides narrative descriptions of the programs receiving TCTF funding allocations. Lastly, so you can be assured that TCTF has sufficient funds to support all requests, please see attachment C on page 21, which displays the TCTF fund condition statement. It is projected at the end of 2021-22 to have a fund balance of $68 million, column E on row 27, of which approximately 25.1 million is restricted, column E, row 29, and 42.9 million is unrestricted projected balance on row 30. Therefore, TCDF is anticipated to have adequate funds to support the 21-22 proposed preliminary allocations. In conclusion, the recommendation presented on page 17 of the materials is to approve a total of 225.1 million in preliminary allocation for 2021-22 from the TCTF for consideration by TIGBAC at its May 6 meeting and council consideration at its business meeting on July 8, 2021. Finally, it is important to emphasize the fact that we are going forward on the basis of what is known from the proposed governor budget, which was released in January. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, final TCTF allocation amounts for 21-22 will be based on available state revenues and final budget decisions. Some modification might be necessary based on future state revenue reduction and priority changes. That concludes our presentation. Should subcommittee members have any questions, we have Judicial Council staff on the call representing various programs and offices and available to answer questions, provide any additional information or necessary details. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. Does anyone have any questions that they would like to ask the Judicial Council programs? Well, that's the kind of silence you like to hear, because I have to say the Judicial Council has really, what I think, done a great job in putting together incredibly thorough and helpful materials, which I think makes it easier for us to go through these complex accounts. And so with that in mind, does anyone have a motion that they would like to put forth to support the recommendation regarding the trial court trust fund?
This is Kim Turner. I move approval of the recommendation.
And this is Yamasaki. I second that motion.
Sherry, this is Judge Buckley. I joined for this section. I apologize, I was late.
Oh, great. Well, so thank you. So we have a motion and a second. This is the last opportunity for any discussion if anyone would like to raise anything. Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
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 Are there any in opposition? Well, that's great. It sounds like the motion has passed. So thank you very much. And again, I just want to thank the Judicial Council for what a great job they did, not only in preparing the materials, but I just want to, having been a member what feels like forever as part of the Revenue and Expenditure Committee, I want the Judicial Council to know how much I appreciate they stay within their program budgets. Because as we know, we've been through some tough times before, Judge Kelly. Hopefully, when we work together as co-chairs, we won't ever have to go through some of those tough times. But really, the Judicial Council has done a great job staying within their program budget. So I think we're done.
I just want to also echo Sherry's comments about thanking the Judicial Council staff for putting together the materials and working so seamlessly on having this be my first meeting as co-chair with Sherry, who I really appreciate having as a co-chair. But I do think that we are at the end of our meeting and we are adjourned. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
Best
Thank
meeting,
you. Thanks, Judicial Council staff.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Friday.